your confession or your testimony. I want you to sing
along. I never see anyone like you. I never see anyone like you.
Microphone, I may need you later. Can we be seated in his presence? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Greeting for our daddy. I've been receiving text message as I was sitting down that it's a blessing to his generation. Hallelujah. He ministered in one of the church in Lagos today, and it was wow. Anyway, the good thing is when you get home, you can watch it. It's on our YouTube because they have to use our YouTube to record it. So you are not missing anything. You can still listen to your father after service. Hallelujah. Amen. But don't forget that it is not possible to have a child or to have children with no mother. So mother is in charge with the help of God today. Shall we appreciate God? Hallelujah. And I pray that the Lord will use me to bless you today. It is not about me, but it's about God. And I pray this morning that the Lord will use me. He will use me as a mouthpiece to bless you in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you will never go home empty-handed today. You will go with your miracle. You will go with your blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. If you are writing down this morning, I just want to encourage somebody. And the title of my message is My Battle is Over. Yeah. I will arise and shine this year 2025. Yeah. My battle is over. I will arise and shine this year 2025. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please, let's quickly open to Proverbs 18:21. This is a prophetic declaration for 2025. So you have to actually do it yourself. Hallelujah. If you are sitting down with somebody that you know it will disturb you, carry yourself and leave that place. Because I know today the Lord will surely bless you. In the name of Jesus. I say death and life are in the power of his tongue. Death and life and the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit therefore. So this morning, you are going to use your power, which is in your tongue, to decree and declare that this year, hallelujah, my battle is over. This year, say to yourself, mention your name. Say, Omotayo, your battle is over. Omotayo, your battle is over. Hallelujah. I want you to high five somebody and say, listen to me, your battle is over. High five somebody, move around and high five somebody and say, I will arise and shine. I will arise and shine because my battle is over. Listen to me, neighbor. My battle is over. Listen to me, my battle is over. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I compose a song. Hopefully, I will be able to sing it. Hallelujah. They've been on the drum. Hallelujah. I hope I will be able to sing it. I was needing to say, I can carry my body. That is the tone. But he said, I will arise and shine. My battle is over. I will arise and shine. My battle is over. Oh, come on.
I will arise and shine.
Yes.
My battle is over. I will arise and shine. My battle is over.
because we know that the battle is over. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that shall be your testimony. Because by the time you carry your testimony, you will dance forward and sing that I have arisen and I'm shining. Because all the battles, they are over in Jesus' name. Amen. Why do we have battles in our life? I don't know if any of you have asked that question. I was telling you during Sunday school that I asked my husband, I said, what is happening? What is the problem? Why did God actually put us on this earth? Why trouble? Because I was sharing with somebody, say, Toban Shepa de Eleya. If they are doing gathering of people with problems, you will know that one problem is bigger than the other. Praise the name of the Lord. What brought battle to our lives? Hallelujah. Let's just think about it. You finish this battle, you enter another one. You finish this one, and when you look at our life, everything is just full of battle, one battle here, one battle here. But I have a good news for you. That battle is coming to an end now. In the name of Jesus. So I say, how can we fight or overcome this battle? How can we come? How can we overcome? How can we, you know? But don't forget in Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So you need to be, if you don't have anything to take home today, know that there is power in your tongue. So if you say, this problem will kill me, before you realize it, but when you say, upon her, upon her, I am still standing. You look at that problem, you say, you. You can never be bigger than me because I'm serving a living God. And before you realize it, everything will now be testimony. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name. But when we are passing through trial and tribulation, it looks as if God has put us into voicemail. At times we ask ourselves, is there any God that, where is God? Why are you allowing all these things to happen to me? But don't worry, God is there. And that is why God is telling us that we should not forsake the assembling of the righteousness. The righteous people, the church. Don't stay alone. You are not alone. You are not the only one passing through this issue. Hallelujah. A lot of people, they've been there and they overcome. And you too, you will overcome in Jesus' name. I was in a program on Wednesday. And they say, why are you here? I say, because I'm ready to leap forward again. Hallelujah. Because that program helped me to come out like a snail in a shell. And when I attended that program, I can realize, So everything I passed through with this job, so I'm not alone. I can and I must. And I register again for that program because I'm leaping forward. And the same thing I want to encourage somebody today. Make up your mind that it is true that you have fought more than 10 times. But tell yourself that is not for you. You are moving forward. And you shall move forward. You will arise and shine. In the mighty name of Jesus. I just want to encourage somebody, as I said, different type of battles in life. Some battles, they are inherited battles. You are born into it. Your daddy and your mother, they made that mistake. They did something wrong. I remember back in the Ife, if you had a child, a male child, you have to eat ate for 9 days. Seven, if it's a female, you eat for 7 days. Some people, I know some people will say, what is ate? Food with no salt and oil. No pepper, no salt, no oil, because you have a child. You have to eat that for 9 days. And do you know that if you say, some people, they eat lizard. When you now ask, say, why are we doing this to punish all these women that they just give birth? They say, because they are forefather, because there was a curse. Today, God is bringing you out of that curse in Jesus' name. Battle of our parents that they pass over to us. It could be health battles, financial battle, moral battle. But I have a good news for you. You are coming out of it today in the name of Jesus. It is true that these curses have been there for a long time. A lot of people, they try and try and try to come out of it. They pray, they fasted. They try to fight the battle, but they never won. But today, we are proclaiming you as a winner. In the mighty name of Jesus. That even in UK, they ask you, do you have any cataracts in your family? Do you have any glaucoma in your family? Do you have any diabetes in your family? It does not matter. It's not only causes or health issue. But I have the word of God to you today. Whatever your father, your mother has passed to you, today you are coming out of it in Jesus' name. Some people is debt. Debt. You are earning so well. You are earning so well. It is true that they said UK money has got a diarrhea. That maybe you are having it, this is coming out, that is coming out. But when you know the God you are serving, there are some people in this country that they have houses. They have investments. You will be like that in Jesus' name. So if you are facing health challenges, financial battle, today, the Lord will bring you out of it in Jesus' name. Even moral battle, we need to fight for it. Because our father have 7 wives, does not mean you can have 7 wives. In this time, you cannot even afford to have one. Praise the name of the Lord. But that thing will be pushing you around. Before you realize this Taye is pregnant. Before you realize this kind day is pregnant. Before you realize Grace is pregnant. And you are not married yet. May the Lord deliver you in Jesus' name. Every battle of immorality that your parent has passed to you, may the Lord deliver you today in Jesus' name. Proverbs 13:22. It is written in the Bible. Hallelujah. Can we have it? That a good man will leave a good inheritance to his own children. Wait. Hallelujah. The weight of the sinner is laid upon for the just. But as a good father, as a good parent, they did not leave something good for you. Even though they pass on the inheritance, but they still pass on battles. But today, the Lord will deliver you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 138, verse 7. Psalm 138. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemy, and thou and thy right hand shall save me. That should be your testimony. Whatever battle my parent has left behind for me, the Lord, please revive me. Revive me, Lord, from this battle of, inheritance battle. It is true, maybe they left big houses, they left clothes, they left mansion for you, but they still left a lot of battles. Especially if you are from a polygamous family, your daddy just like me, now God help me. My father had married my mother in his 20. My father is very close to 70 when he married a 20 years old. Hallelujah. But when I was growing up, I always pray one prayer. God, I don't want them to hurt me to part of this man in inheritance. You know, when you are young, they will say, ah, okay, oh, we're giving you this shop. We're giving you this house. Take Tayo along because she's still young. Hallelujah. That's what they do, easy. All the young ones, they will hand it over as part of inheritance. But I thank God. God help me. At least I married with a child before my father died. Praise the name of the Lord. So at least they wouldn't say, oh, Tayo, we are hiding you. God answer prayer. May the Lord answer your prayer today. In the name of Jesus. Another one is self-battle. Self-battle. The battle that you put yourself into. We all know, we don't have to go into details. During those days, you are the big boys in campus. Those days, you are the big girl in campus, in university. Nobody talk to you. You say, God damn down. We all watch Nollywood movie. We all see the way children behaves. Now you are an adult. Ha! May God not remember the day of your youth. All those negative things that you have done in the past, may the Lord have mercy on you. All the disappointment, all the get that you have promised, that you are going to marry, hey, and you came to London, you will forget them. Praise the name of the Lord. And that girl went and said, ah, you this boy, after you see me, you now abandon me. May the Lord go there and settle her mind. Whatever she has done against you, may the Lord deliver you today. In the name of Jesus, let's see 1 Peter 2:11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as a stranger and pilgrim, abstain from fleshly lust. Which war against your soul? Fleshly lust. Ah, everything. When you are young, everything is scared. Ah. Hey, if I don't put that girl down, call me. I'm not my mother's son. And all those ones that you have put down, they are crying, they are cursing. May the Lord deliver you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, all your sinful desire, all your sinful desire, think about it and begin to ask God, because those things, they may be the obstacle that is affecting you not to arise and shine. Hallelujah, somebody. Sinful desire, sexual immorality, impurity, idolatry, jealousness, fit of anger. Me, I will deal with you. My sorrow, fun etori e ma daru. Who are you? I will talk to you. That way, and there's some people that by the time they finish talking to you, you will sit down and you'll be reflecting. And they will say, Agborodo, why are you crying? Something happened to me today. That girl did something to me today. And you know, help her. May the Lord blindfold them today. May the Lord destroy whatever plan of enemy concerning you today. In the name of Jesus. Rivalries has caused a lot of issue in our life. You know, your father will have three wives. Even my father had a lot of wives anyway, but I grew up in my grandmother's house. But because my father is very rich and he's a chief, and they always buy me gown, you know, red mage. Most of my people, cousins that we grew up together, they only do sewing. you know, like what I'm wearing now. They sew for them, cut and sew. But me, I wear gown. And I remember I wear ate, what do you call ate? Hat. So when I finish threading, I put hat on. People will get lost now. God help you. We remember Joseph. And again, you now have a dream. You now share your dream to say, ah, this is it. Oh, I saw myself in a dream in abroad. They will try, say, you will not get to that abroad. But today, they are powerless in your life. In the name of Jesus. Drunkenness, you drink too much. Even when you drink too much, you know, liver cirrhosis is real. So all the self-battle, you know what you have done to yourself. You know what your parents has done. But you have to keep on now talking to yourself from your head to your toe. That whatever, maybe somebody has talked to you with anger, or maybe so many things that has happened that is now affecting your rising. May the Lord put an end to it today in the name of Jesus. Another one I put down here is battle of addiction. Some people, they watch Nollywood movie, sex movie, adult channel, cigarette I put here, smoking, your lifestyle, clubbing. Hallelujah. All these things can get addicted to it. Years ago, we had this, hopefully we'll be able to do one this year. Evening with Christ is adult couples, adult singles, anybody above 18. We discuss about life, marriage, sex. And there's a couple, thank God their marriage is almost 20 years now. That they are fine. Immediately we were talking about it, the wife went to the toilet, started crying. I didn't know, I just went to the toilet and I saw her crying. What happened? She said, everything you are discussing there, it's like you've seen my home. That is what is happening. Look, as if my husband doesn't love me. I said, what is the problem? He said, you know what? He's used to certain things. I said, what is it? And honestly, addiction. The man wants to keep himself. He's of age. He needs to get married, but probably because he sees not coming in. So he's used to adult channel. But when he now got married, addiction, he could not stop it. So when the wife is on the bed waiting for the husband to come, husband is watching adult channel. So I said, children are here. Okay, no. I said, your husband is watching adult channel. Then, yeah, you adult channel then. Go to him in the city room and say, what do you want? Like this? Like that? Praise the name of the Lord. You need to help him out of that addiction. Whatever he's watching, give it to him live. Amen. And that actually helps us. I think they have 3 children now. So addiction, I put it here. In the hospital, when somebody is addicted to certain things, especially those people that smoke, we have nicotine. Praise the name of the Lord. We have gum, we have patches. Today, we have the Holy Spirit nicotine for everybody. And the Lord will prescribe, the Holy Spirit is prescribing it now. And you will receive whatever doses that you want. And I've seen a lot of people that they be on nicotine. It works. Praise the name of the Lord. May the Lord sort you out today, because you need to arise and shine in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. And those people that are in the alcohol, you know, some people, they when they take too much alcohol, or probably they are into drugs, we give them methadone. Hallelujah. We have the methadone of God, your Bible. Holy Spirit is there to give you. And when they take the methadone, what happened? They calm down. That's another medication I cannot remember for those people that drink. When they have it, they calm down. And that means that is for woman life, you know. Holy Spirit has got something for you. That addiction, that Lord will give you the methadone, Holy Spirit methadone in the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is a common to man. But God is faithful. What did I say? God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able? But he will not, but we with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. No temptation that you will not be able to, you know, stand to say, no, I can't do this anymore. Hallelujah, somebody. He said that Lord will not allow you to suffer because he's faithful. Tell somebody behind you, Lord is faithful. Lord is faithful. He will not allow you to suffer. You know, as I was using the example of those people that they are methadone, the nurses will not allow them to suffer. They put it on PRA as they need it, you know, as required. So when they come, nurse. At that time, they are suffering. But God said, I will not allow you to suffer. The nurse will say, okay, don't worry. I'll come and sign up for the methadone. Hallelujah, somebody. That Lord will not allow you to suffer. Say to yourself, that Lord will not allow me to suffer. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 50, verse 15. All call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Just call me in the days of your trouble. I will deliver you. And shall you will glorify me. That is God telling you. He said, call me. The day you know that this thing is coming again. This addiction that I have left is coming again. This thing is coming again. I'm seeing this pattern that happened to my mother. I'm seeing this pattern in my life again. I'm seeing this thing in the life of my children. Oh, Lord, call upon him. He will deliver you. You just need to call upon him. If somebody is shaking in the wall, in the hospital, and shaking, you are not calling, you are not pressing bell. I have 8 patients to look after. You see, Sister Anga, you have 8 patients to look after. So you won't know that this one has need methadone. But immediately press the bell. You can even press the emergency bell. Everybody will run to you. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Everybody's got battle. But only thing you need to do is to call upon him and he will deliver you in the mighty name of Jesus. Another one I put down there is growth battle. Hey! Yeledeo, growth battle. Immediately you are making changes in life. Your enemy increases. The time you are just nobody sees you. But immediately your clothes is changing. Eh? You are able to buy Ankara 7 pounds. Thank God for Sister Mama Gbogbo's life. Just tell her, she knows where to get it for you. And you get tailor to sew it for you. And they see you, and you are not even putting on Mary Kay. It's Backing Market Boutique. Where is my daughter? They are the ones that told me about Backing Market Boutique. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when you go to Backing Market, you will see those powder. Eh? £5, the new, £3, or TK Mask. Eh? And you put it on, everything matches. Hey, Murmarore, I saw your friend. Battle begin. Some people, they use, we have learned it in our Sunday school, they use mirror to monitor. May the Lord blind them today. In the name of Jesus. As you are growing, battle increases. May the Lord now bless you. At work, they ask you to make a speech. Then they put it all over the internet. Mama Kemi, your son is not the director. He said, yes, that is God's doing. Mama Kemi need to now pray hard though. That woman, she's a prayer warrior. Don't joke with it. Don't even come near the children. You know, there are some sayings. They say if a mosquito or a shishin flies, come near fire, what happened? Burns. So growth battle. The battle you acquire because you are making progress. The battle you acquire because you came to UK. The battle you acquire because your status never leaves, your picture never leaves your status. Praise the name of the Lord. And on the Facebook, you take picture with that Bugatti and put it on the Facebook. Everybody have seen everything, but they will not see you. They will not bring you down. It's the glory of God. Keep on shining. In the mighty name of Jesus. But if you remain low on the floor, you don't have money. They call you to bring money. You are giving story. Nobody will. You know, you're a non-entity. You will never be a non-entity in Jesus' name. You'll be a name that people will recognize and reckon with in Jesus' name. Amen. The last one is the battle of your mind. Mental battle. You need to handle this with care. This is very dangerous to your health. Because we don't want anybody to end up in good meals. People will hurt you. People will talk about you. Even in the church. Mommy, as I'm preaching, I know some people, they are sleeping. Some people, they are writing it down. Some people will come and say, Mommy, that your preaching was wonderful. It's blessed. After, when they get on, they will call themselves. Kilonsa. No, we miss daddy. I don't even know what she's saying. Me no care. Hallelujah. Then as a woman being, you will not sit down when you hear and say, So I plan, I pray. So whatever I'm saying does not make any meaning. You know what? With this teaching of today, if it is only one person that is blessed, heaven has tickets. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't put unnecessary battle in your mind. Mental health is real. Yeah? If your friend did not like you, don't be like all our children and say, if you are crying because your friend says it's not my friend again. Wake up! A lot of friends, they are there. In fact, let me be honest with you. The way you are growing up, some people you have to, you know, let them go. It's not everybody. Pastor Funke Adejuma, she's not a bishop now. She said, delete them off. It's not everybody that needs to have your number. Because they are not thinking about good things about your life. And you need to use this, your medulla oblongata, to think well. You need to think about more business. You need to think about how you can improve yourself. But if you sit down, thinking about the battle of mind, thinking about what people are talking about you, you will not have time to pray. You will not have time to seek the face of God. You will not have time to think about something better. Am I communicating to somebody this morning? Whatever they say, laugh over it. Don't allow anything to affect your mind. God wants to use you. God wants to glorify himself in your life. And they are jealous in you. It's because they are having that place. That particular place that you are. A lot of people want to be there. So why do you want to end up in goodness? And you allow your, that's your enemy to now come and say, ah, hekpele, sheti wa jail. And you are now saying, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, they will come and say, ori eti daru, oti kolo, ashe ju ekpo. Is she the only one? Amen, somebody. Then with my brother, I know you didn't understand the language I was speaking in tongues. Yeah? When they come to the person's sick bed, they will, sorry, oh, hey, I feel easy now. And because the man is colour, the man is gone, he will not, that will not be your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, what you need to tell yourself is, I will arise and shine. If it is only two Ankara you have, washes, iron needs, if it is, package yourself. Thank you, my brother. Go to Baki Market Boutique. Get makeup. It does not matter. You have to use Avon or Mary Kay or Afrique, whatever K. Package yourself. It could even be Shein. Who knows? Who cares? But what matters is this 2025. I want to arise. And I want to shine. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name. If you are thinking too much, you will not be able to concentrate. And God wants to give you business idea. God wants to tell you what to do. But you are, God help me. How can my sister do this to me? How can I love her so much? Woo! If he doesn't love you, you too don't love her. If he doesn't love you, you too don't love him. Hallelujah. Be yourself in 2025. Hallelujah. I am not saying you should be selfish. Think about your family, but think about yourself first. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. 2 Chronicles 20:17. This is God's promises to your life in 2025. 2 Chronicles 20. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Hallelujah. You don't need to fight this battle. From today, the Lord will fight the battle. You say, set yourself. Stand still. Am I talking to somebody? See the salvation of the Lord. Seek the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Cornerstone Fountain Church member, fear not. Not be dismayed. Because by today, by the end of this service, the Lord will go against every soul that want to set battle in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Lord is with you. The Lord will fight your battle. In the name of Jesus. He said from now, all battle, go out there and just begin to thank God. Because the Lord has fought the battle. You just need to now tell yourself, be still. Stand firm in the Lord. Proverbs 3:5-10. You can write it down. You can read it when you get home. I'm looking at the time. Hallelujah. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Amen. I don't know the battle you are passing through, you've been through, or you are still passing through this morning. Stand still, trust the Lord. Trust him with all thy heart. Do not lean unto your own understanding. Mo le se.
Ki Olorun le se.
Ah, Olorun se bebe o. He met somebody. Acknowledge him. Allow him to direct your way. If you allow him to direct your way in 2025, you will see. Amen. You are victorious. In the name of Jesus. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I know you make up your mind 31st of December to 1st of January that this is what I want to do. But write it in your heart. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Be not wise in their own eyes. Don't say I'm the only one that can do it. Who are you? Listen to correction. Talk to people. Take advice. Honor the Lord with the substance, tithe and offering. Give to the Lord. Give to the Lord. Because I know this is your year. Hallelujah. So that your barns will be full with plenty. The Lord will increase you in every area of your life. Isaiah 61:7. I'm looking at the time, but I'm just going to share one. It says, arise and shine. When you get home, use that to pray. 1:7. He says, arise and shine, for the Lord has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And I'm going to close with Ephesians 6. We all know Ephesians 6:10-18. I'm closing with that. Amen. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his mighty. Finally, my brethren, you know how the battle. I don't have to go through everything. You know what you have done. But put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. 2025, this is what you should put everywhere in your house, in your heart, that I am ready to face whatever they bring this year. Whatever negative in 2025 will never be my portion. It will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Because you need to shine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take hold the hammer of God that you may be able to stand. Have your loin guide with truth. But if anybody going to kill me, I will say the truth. Guide your loin with truth. Amen. Breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. And above all, take the shield of faith. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This will help you. Hallelujah. For 2025. And at the end of the day, I have a message for you. You are an ambassador of God. Speak boldly. Anywhere you are, let them know that you are an ambassador of Christ. You are here with peace. You are here with joy. Anywhere you are, even when they say something, look at them and say, you don't know me. I am an ambassador of Christ. I come in peace. When people see me, peace is around me. Joy is around me. I am here to make a difference because I have God. It's my strength. Rise on your feet. Mashokara. I am here to shine. I will arise and shine. Because I am an ambassador of Christ. I am here to shine. 2025, hear the word of God. The battle, all the battles in my life, they are over. I am here to arise and shine. I am an ambassador of God. Open your mouth and begin to decree. Open your mouth and begin to decree. Open your mouth and begin to decree. I am an ambassador of God.
Yes, we are an ambassador of God. And therefore, it's a must for us that the glory of God must be seen in us. Begin to decree, I am the ambassador of God. God must be seen in me. What God has designed must surely come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Before we go, quickly, can we pray this prayer? I want us to pray it as people of sound mind and that those that have the understanding of God. My mom just said now that we are an ambassador of God. And, you know, in a country, an ambassador will ignore anything they said about his country. You know, say, oh, you know what I'm saying? Oh, this. No, you always say things that glorify his country. And that is it. We must have the same mind. Please, open to me Genesis 37. 19. We are an ambassador of God, and truly we must show forth that Christ in us. We must show forth all those things God has ordained in our life. We want to come against and rebook whatever that said, let's see how it will go. Let's see how it will happen. All those things God has ordained for us, it must surely come to pass. I want us to read this verse together. One of the sentences there touch me most. And they said to one another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Yes? Say, come now, therefore, let us slay him and cast him in some pit, and we will say some evil beasts have devoured him. And look at what they said. And we shall see. I want us to stand to our feet. Truly, we are an ambassador of God. And this 2025 is a must we must show forth. No, we sang that song that we must arise and shine. And to arise and shine is to show forth, is to have a physical evidence. This year, 2025 must produce physical evidence. Now, you are going to decree. As you are decreeing, you are clapping your hands. Just we are praying this only one prayer. That in the name of Jesus, everything or whatsoever powers and principalities, whatsoever arrangement from the pit of hell that has arranged, and I declare that let's see what it shall become. Let's see what his expectation shall become. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Begin to decree. The Lord rebuke you and clap your hands. Say, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Whatsoever that has arranged from the pit of hell against our expectations, the Lord rebuke you. We are an ambassador of God. 2025 must produce what God has ordained for us. In the name of Jesus, as we, your people, decree and declare in your presence, we must carry that evidence. In the name of Jesus, people of God, open your mouth and decree. You are an ambassador. Ambassador make authority. Ambassador make a demand. It doesn't dialogue so much. So therefore, decree with your mouth that whatsoever that has arranged, whatsoever that has concluded from the pit of hell, that let's see how you will have your grace. Let's see how you will have your answer. Let's see how you will carry your joy. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Ah, Lord, we declare your name. We declare your name. In Jesus' name. No, in this church of recent, we do sing that song. And that song is the mind of God. Say, let my whole life be expressions of you. Let my whole life. Sing that song. Expressions of you. Let my whole life.
Let my whole life.
Hey, yeah, shut up.
Let my whole life be expression. Let my whole life be
Hello, well,
be
a shadiabad.